And that was Apple by G-Friend.
And this is Lucas.
And DJ Quinoa.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Welcome back to the Slaylist, everybody.
Woo.
It's been a long 2 weeks. And we are here today to celebrate Halloween. Yay! Woo. As Halloween weekend dawns upon us, make sure everyone is safe and takes care of themselves this weekend. I know that I think next week is, for those of us students in the Tufts community, it's gonna be pretty rough for a lot of us, I think.
Yeah, I've heard, like, I feel like last year was not as bad as this year.
I don't remember anything about last year.
That's why I'm thinking it was okay. Because I like, I didn't suffer that much.
I mean, like, I have, like, an okay week. I know you have a pretty bad week.
Yeah, no, I'm not ready for next week. I really should not be doing anything this Halloween, but I have plans, so.
Yay. But we, yeah, oh my god, last year we didn't do anything either, though. Last year, I dyed my hair and made banana bread.
That's an event, to be honest.
It was an event. I did almost, like, pass out in the shower.
Didn't we also watch a movie?
We did. We watched Clueless?
Clueless with our friends.
We have friends. So that song you just heard, Apple by G-Friend, part of their little, when they decide to go all witchy on us for a single comeback. I thought it was cutesy.
I think it was really good. I think of a lot. I think also because at the time, it was like also like the peak of the girl crush era. I needed something to refresh my ears a little bit.
Very true, very true.
Yeah, this is definitely giving.
I'm very partial towards this song. I don't know about everyone else, but I mean, like, it's very different from their usual songs. I think I like their usual, like, their powerful innocence concept more, but I think this is a really gorgeous piece of music that was a fun and very welcome change.
Yes.
So yeah, we have some Halloween adjacent music coming for you guys this evening. There's not a lot of Halloween, like, there's a lot of Halloween themed music videos.
Yeah, that's very common.
There aren't a lot of Halloween music, like objectively, like horror or scary, like lyrics or sounds.
Yeah, I think there's also.
I would just play like only Dreamcatcher, but I don't.
We don't care
for the music that much. And also, I thought maybe it was a little too inappropriate after our Christian-themed playlist last week.
Yeah, no.
But yes, so the next song that we have for you, oh my god, okay, so I tried to only put one song per artist, or artist group, when I make these playlists, and this next group has a lot of, like, I would say, scarier, darker themed comebacks, including those of their subunit / soloists. Red Velvet.
Oh yeah. It's because they're Red Velvet, right? They have the red, which is the cute side, and Velvet that's like the scary side.
Why is Velvet scary?
Or like the I don't know, but right? it's like the more deep side for some reason. Okay. The mature side.
I need to go back to the little like cutesy anyway. But that's different. Yes, sorry, Joaquin doesn't know what's on this playlist. I made this while he was taking a nap.
A very extended nap, I'm afraid. I was quite exhausted from this week.
It's been a week, hasn't it? But yes, enjoy. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Really Bad Boy RBB. I just like this one. I think it's better than Bad Boy.
I think Bad Boy's more slay, though, honestly. Anyway. One.
and brave sound. Yes, sir. Here comes song.
And that was Full Moon by Sunmi.
Featuring Lena. I really like that song. It had like a very like dark vampire-ish theme. Or was it werewolf?
Wasn't it bird?
I don't know. I thought Full Moon.
It was like, she wears like the bird wing thing. Like the feathered outfit.
You know, it was vaguely horror.
It was kind of horror in a way.
Vaguely horror themed. And then before that, we had RBB, Really Bad Boy by Red Velvet. I'm sorry to anybody who was like driving and had to hear Irene scream. I thought it's camp though.
No, I think it's very camp.
Yeah, so this is our Halloween episode to everyone tuning in. And we're just playing some very funsy little Halloween themed music. Some of these, I think, were really vague, like the next one I have coming up, but I would say, you know, it's very, like, oh, what would you say is a really popular costume for people? And I thought, oh my god, you know what always works is a little cat ear. So our next song is AOA Like a Cat. Hope to see many black cats as Halloween. Ooh.
I'm sure we will.
You 찬양하러 가. 네, 조심해. 후, 너 위험해. 후, now 벌써 너의 미소 시간이 됐어. 조심해. 후, 너 위험해. 후.
That was Snake by Medusa from Girls Planet 999.
Creation Mission. Yay, I really, I don't know. I think it's my least favorite of all of the Creation Mission songs from Girls Planet 999.
They're pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, I think initially we were like, what is this?
I like the Produce 48 one. Actually, I don't know. Some of the Produce 48 ones were really good.
I think there's a mixed bag for each of them, mixed I think. Bag.
Actually, no, all the Produce 48 ones are good.
I don't know the Produce 48 until that well. I'm sorry, not that much of a little fan of Produce 48.
Oh, all of them except Torichi was a little bit boring. Anyway, sorry, we'll have that conversation another time. But, yeah, so before that, we listened to Like a Cat by AOA as an homage to all the Halloween costumes you might be seeing this Halloween weekend. And Snake, I just thought was, you know, like, ooh, Snake, scary, Venom, I don't know.
Pink Rachel's Venom.
Scary to
Pink
me.
Venom.
Pink Venom. Oh. Well, too late.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's not on the playlist. Sorry, guys.
No Black Sun for y'all.
We played it at the start of the year. Or at the start of our season, I think.
I don't think we did play Venom. Whatever. I mean, we did Black Sun.
We did.
Maybe.
What else would we have played? Shutdown only came out later. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Continuing. Welcome back to the playlist. Yeah. Well, we're just talking about Halloweens, and I don't know, like, Halloween in America is just so cool. Okay, context, we're not from America. But, like, It's just like cool. It was really cold today, and yeah, I was like, ooh, no, like it's so like, windy and spooky outside. Well, I don't know, because it's been really warm this past week.
It's been so warm this week.
I think last year it rained, didn't it?
It rained during Halloween. It was horrible.
You know what? In Singapore, we're from Singapore, I think it like rains like every Halloween. I remember thinking that because like I would go trick-or-treating as a kid and I'd be like, whoa, it's raining. And then I think it would rain like every year.
Wait, where would you go trick-or-treating?
In my apartment building.
Oh, that's so fair. I did it once and I was like, this is the most
new
like
school?
No, this is like at Tess Arena. It was the most mid experience ever.
That's upsetting. No, as the years went on, it became less interesting. And then like, I don't know if they do this here, but like they would move official trick-or-treating to like the weekend.
Yeah, they always would.
Really? Because it used to be, like, very, like, consistently on the 31st. And then, you know, like, parents complained that their kids were staying out too late. Literally, trick-or-treating went from, like, 6 to 7 p.m. from us. So, I don't know.
I think there's some high schoolers that, you know.
Well, I stopped at a certain age. I don't know about you.
Oh, no, I meant...
Someone here wanted to go trick-or-treating this year.
I've never gone trick-or-treating, like, formally. I've done it, like, once within my apartment. Well, it's, like, basically, if you live at, like... Tessarina, no one celebrates Halloween in Singapore.
And there are too many big kids. I was like, oh my god, like all these big kids. Like,
Woodlands?
Yeah, like in school. I don't like it.
I feel like Woodlands would be kind of fun area though, because at least you have people.
No, they had a lot of like the expats.
So yeah, so they the you get the Halloween. Oh,
Swedish
yeah.
Fish.
You got Swedish fish at the.
Yeah, I love Swedish girl. Fish. I love America.
Yay. I would just buy like. A bunch of nice candy and say that to all parents that we're gonna give it out, and we simply don't let people in. So then
on Tuesday we should just go and buy candy.
That's so fair.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go do that anyway.
Tuesday I have to take my test though.
Oh, okay, fine. Wednesday, if you guys see us out on Wednesday buying a boatload of Halloween candy, don't say anything. Don't. Anyway.
Oh, it's also gonna be like basically Christmas after that.
Oh my god, it is. Oh my god,
I'm so excited. Christmas like
soon.
I could not like okay I'm a personal okay we'll play some of my favorite Christmas songs because I need to get like this out there that there's some good boy group Christmas songs that exist. Oh. Sorry, I know you it's I know it's canless.
I'll be sick that week.
oh my god this betrayal is
anyway.
Beyond the pale anyway.
Okay, but next song I think is probably the least Halloween-y out of all the songs, but like Joaquin insisted upon it. I think it's cute. It's the music video is Halloween themed. Like you'll notice, like definitely not earlier, like pre third gen, you won't find a lot of actual like Halloween themed concepts, but like they're happening a lot more now.
I think it's just
the globalization of the industry. But before, you know, like if it was a comeback during, you know, Halloween time, it would just be generic scary / horror theme, or like not even at all.
No, what they normally just do is like put on a costume for the music show that day or that week.
True.
And then that's what they did.
I think that's a new thing too though.
Like, that is relatively new actually. I don't think if Halloween's a thing in Korea.
Halloween's not a thing in Korea, so
like, yeah,
anyway. But I feel like, you know, like this is like the mother of all like Halloween releases. It's TT
by Twice.
Yeah.
And that was TT by Twice.
What a masterpiece. Oh, and I love the music video with the little kids and the haunted house.
Yeah, it was really cute. And all this, the random girls like vanishing and reappearing and just like whatever.
So cute. What a party. And speaking of parties, everybody, please be safe when walking outside at night. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. That's where we are right now. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or the other clear right of way, bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend that some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Very important, you guys, especially when it gets late at night. Like, you gotta look left, look right.
Especially during Halloween weekend.
Yeah, if you're a little tipsy, like, you know, make sure you're walking with a group. Make sure you know.
Also, I don't know. I feel like all the bad drivers. I've been, like, nearly hit by a car so many times in Halloween weekend.
I was almost hit over by a Getir driver.
No way.
Yeah, but, you know, I feel like they gotta get their coin. Getir crazy. I don't know. We should, like, have a whole episode just talking about Getir. Like, I don't... It's swept the nation, or the nation, I mean, Tufts. I don't know if it is at other schools like that.
I don't...
You can Google. Anyway, but everyone be safe, please. Stay safe. Walk with a group of people. Look left, look right. Make sure someone is sober or sober-ish. I mean, like, I don't want to be giving bad advice out here, but just stay safe on the streets. And if you're a driver, please be careful. Anyway... Our next two songs, I'll just put them out there, are you know, vaguely scary themed. So, you know, one of them is very new and one of them's a little older, a little more indie. Vintage.
vintage K-pop. So
the vintage in question, 2010.
Honestly, for a while, it was also wine. Pretty good vintage.
Yes, love. Anyway. But please enjoy Zombie by Purple Kiss, followed up by Run Devil Run by Girls' Generation. Zombie! So they etching got such a much young mama but a bada jella so to catch up missing the best so on the moment down and not in the draw not punchy on I come jack ya no one does don't tell
I'm a
다시 몰라 yeah. 위험해 위험해 나 아이 깜짝이야 너와 나 엄지를 붙여 모두 모여라 꼭꼭 숨어라 Purple kiss had a bloody time
Hey, 더 멋진 내가 되는 날
And that was Run Devil Run by Girls' Generation.
We love you, Girls' Generation. And before that, we had Zombie by Purple Kiss.
Wow.
I really like this song. Listen, I put this together like 2 hours ago. I'm very proud of the work I've done.
No, it is really giving, I have to say. Purple Kiss, Zombie, like, that is a song I listen to. No, rain or shine, hot or cold, all year round. It was really bad. It's
the beginning of the year. I was like, oh yeah, that song is good. I forgot about it. It came out around this time last year.
Yeah, I was.
October's busy this year.
Yeah, no.
I just want to say this year's songs so much better than last year's. I don't know.
It was a struggle.
Last year we were really scraping bottom of the barrel.
I don't know what happened. I think we're getting the final vestiges of like really strong girl crush.
Well, we got a lot of strong debuts this year.
We did, yeah.
Realm. Allegedly next year it's going to be very boy group heavy, so I'm enjoying the female domination of the charts while we still have it.
I'm sure it'll still continue. I don't feel like new male artists. Some,
like, I don't know. I heard I mean, like one. There's like another hype one, I think, coming.
Oh, there is.
Actually, I don't know if they're going to do well, though.
I'm not sure they're even doing Boys Planet, honestly.
A Pledis group.
They're doing a Pledis group?
A Pledis boy group is coming.
Girl,
question mark? That's what they say.
I mean, they do have the space.
Likely another NCT unit.
Yeah, they're doing like the infinite like boy group, like boy number concept for NCT. It's getting quite bad. They're already at 20 like is it 20 like three members? The 23 members.
Triple S debuting next year. Who else got excited? Me. Ooh, if you haven't checked out Generation by Acid Angel from Asia, Triple A, a subunit of Triple S, so good. Like they did kind of just steal Luna's concept, though. Is it really stealing if it came from the same brain?
I also think it's not like the same way, you know. It's like because like Luna, they had like a sort of like space thing going on. I don't think that's so true for is it.
No, it's more just like NFTs.
I don't know how I feel with the NFT thing.
I mean, listen, close my eyes.
I feel like NFTs are really just dying nowadays, though.
Thank God.
Which is good because
sorry to all of the crypto bros listening.
Sorry, y'all.
Sorry, any.
No, yeah, I'm. It's just like.
Could it be me?
Why pay for real things when you can pay for things that don't exist?
Mm, okay. Ooh. Well, next we have a bit of a scarier song. I would say this is probably the scariest song we've listened
scary.
To. This is Billy, Ring by Ring, a controversial debut to say for sure. But I liked it. I thought it was camp.
I think it was funny. I was really originally against it.
Aww.
And then, I don't know, after hearing it, I was like, actually, it's kind of slay.
Will you ring a bell?
And that was
Mr. Potter by Daya.
Woo!
We did go from the scariest to the cutest songs in the playlist, but I thought they both ring their own appeal. Ring by Ring is very like scary, it's very horror, and then I thought, you know, it would fit in well with the concept, and then I thought Mr. Potter, you know.
A classic. Harry Potter,
wizards, witchcraft, magic, it's all about the Halloween spirit, and I thought it was kind of cute, it was very on the nose. I mean, like, do I love Harry Potter references in the year 2022? No.
Especially now, yeah.
Did I like it in the year 2016? Not really.
maybe a little bit.
But it's a good song.
It is a good
song. What can you say? I really love the bridge. I think it's very beautiful. Jung Chaeyoung. Always in our hearts. Daya, always in our hearts. Take a moment to remember them for who they were, not for what they did. Or didn't manage to do. But yeah. As Halloween approaches, I hope everyone has their costumes ready or everyone's doing a last-minute costume. I don't know. I don't have a costume, but I don't really plan on doing anything that requires a costume. Joaquin has a costume.
I do.
Care to tell?
I'm going as, like, a vampire.
Not just any vampire.
I'm not sure that would be good for the radio.
It's a sensual vampire.
A sensual vampire. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, I
he bought a shirt that just turned out to be much sheerer than we thought.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be that bad, but it was that bad, so...
Pasties.
That is not where we're going, but anyway.
You should, like, contour abs on.
You can't see it underneath... You can't see it under, you can't see it underneath the shirt. It's, like, it's like, just enough so you can't see shadow, but enough to see, like everything else. It's, like, a really
dark contour.
Like, it's, like, a draw, like, with yeah. Black pen?
No, like a dark brown.
Okay.
I think maybe that could work.
I need to steal my friend's eyeshadow palette.
Who?
Kim? Does she have any eyeshadow? I just need to do a smoky eye for, like, the vampire. I'm sure she has an eyeshadow
palette. We can ask her, hey, Kim, text us if you have an eyeshadow palette that Joaquin can use this weekend.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm doing anything, to be fair. I just have the shirt.
We're a bit busy.
I might just be in a costume when we do stuff.
Regardless what costume you do wear, remember to keep it respectful. Culture is not a costume. I'm sure all TEF students have been seeing those signs yes, pop up
please. Around campus. Yes, please. I don't want to be seeing... Mm-hmm. Also, I don't want to see any serial killers of note. Because I've heard a lot
like
of...
Like real serial killers? Or like pretend like dress as serial killers?
Dress as real serial killers.
Oh, okay. Like the Dahmers of the...
Yeah, I don't need to see anyone dressing up like that. Yeah.
Anyway,
especially now,
culture is not a costume, and no other group could tell us more about that than G Idol. This is Han.
Do you remember? You remember? Remember what you said? No, 내게 모든 줄 것처럼 말을 건넸다. Don't you remember? You remember? Remember what you said? 너는 마치 무슨 약을 먹은 마냥 변했다. Dirty words and blow, 내 흐르지는 널 진짜 it is true. 후회 안 하냐고 내 어제만 봐, 봐, 봐. Lonely life, 좋아. 숨겨버린 물, 몇 시가 버린 듯.
not is it it out
And that was Han by G Idol.
Yay! Good show. Good song. Anyway, just for everyone about to tune in, this is Lucas.
And DJ Quinoa.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. Mm-hmm. As our time at the Slaylist comes to a close, we just want to say thank you to everybody and to have a good weekend, a good Halloween weekend. I don't know about you guys, but tomorrow me and Wakina are going to go make apple tarts, apple pie.
Woo!
So with the apples that we picked last show, and then we're doing with our friends who went apple picking last weekend. So we got a bountiful amount of apples to pick from and to make beautiful baked dishes from. And so our closing song for today is Apple Pie by Fiestar. Ooh.
Ooh.
Crazy, you can be my toy.